Well, the third in our series from Joshua, I've titled, Don't Compromise Your Convictions. You see, the nation under Joshua had gone in and conquered the Promised Land. We talked in previous videos, they were in the desert, they had to go across, and they conquered the Promised Land. They finally possessed the real estate in that land that God had promised them and had given them. In fact, there was a few areas they still hadn't conquered, but man, they'd taken a fair bit by this time and were very prosperous. But Joshua led all the way. He wasn't hiding. I've had franchisees in business. I've had people work for me that said, yeah, give me the authority and the title and I'll just sit in the back room and let all the other people do the work. No, you can't do that. You don't want to do the work for them. You don't want to hover above them. And pester them and ask questions and interfere all the time, but you need to be a leader that is showing the way and give people directions and challenge them to keep moving. So Joshua set the pace. You've got to just look at chapter 5 of Joshua, verses 13 to 15. And then we get to chapter 24, verse 31, and it says, Joshua served the Lord and all his days to the end of his life. But it actually adds to that, Joshua served the Lord and so did all the people. See, they followed him. If you wonder why people don't buy into your vision, your mission, to the mission and the plan you have for your church, is because maybe you're not convincing, maybe you're not committed to it. You're not setting the pace, you're not showing the way. And God wanted Joshua to do all that he commanded him to do. And Joshua did that. He never compromised anything, but fulfilled everything. So Joshua never compromised, but fulfilled everything. You know, you can compromise on your methods, but you never compromise on your convictions and principles.